What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Seven Young Muslim Men Like Kamrud Duha from Hojabis. Now, I had a viewer on my new Muslim Copper channel the other day call me out and say that I am slandering Muslim women, I have no evidence, and that Muslim women are the greatest, bestest Muslim women on the face of the planet, and what I'm doing is kofr, and I'm gonna go to hell, and all that mumbo jumbo. Now, for those of you guys who don't know me or new to the channel, I am the original Muslim red pill dude. I've been doing this for 4 years, and almost three years ago, Susan, who is a Zionist, you know, she's the CEO of YouTube, she ended up nuking my channel. And the reason why Susan took down my channel was because Islam is the last bastion when it comes to patriarchy and keeping women in check. So obviously Susan, as a Zionist, and as we all know, Zionists are all about fasad, they're all about corruption. So when she was like, oh my god, this guy is red-pilling Muslims by the tens of thousands, I can't have that. So what Susan did is that she ended up deleting my channel, and then I had another channel, Alpha Male Lifestyle, which is the same channel, but that never got off because Susan was like, oh no, I'm gonna make sure you don't reach other Muslims to red pill them about female nature. Now, when I started doing this a couple of years ago, let me go sit somewhere else. The wind is just way too strong today, so I'm gonna have to be extra loud. Hopefully it doesn't mess up the recording. Such a beautiful scenery, but damn wind. The wind is coming from over there. Is there any place I can hide behind? I think the wind calmed down a little bit. Anyways, guys, so when I started doing this about 4 years ago on YouTube, I had a lot of Muslims, blue pillars, they came into my section, they called me a kafir, they called me the Dajjal, even though I've been to Mecca and Medina. And now, 4 years later, the same Muslims who are saying Amr Mitwal is gonna go to hell for slandering our beautiful, angelic Muslim woman, now these very same guys are like, shit, Amr was right! These are the biggest hoes on the face of the planet, yet every now and then I get somebody like Kamrud Duha, who still has that blue pill mentality. Now, Kamrud Duha, damn wind! I gotta go somewhere else, man. Yeah, this wind is just, you know, usually wind doesn't bode well for videos because, for obvious reasons. So, I'm gonna go hide in a corner or something. So, somebody like Kamrud Duha, who's young. Now, Kamrud Duha, he's actually in the thumbnail of this video. And he appears to be a young, good-looking curry sale who gym maxed. If you guys look at his photo in the thumbnail, you know, no homo, he's a good-looking dude. He's a curry sale, meaning he is of Indian descent, but unlike Yogi Obes, he gym maxed, meaning he took steroids and what have you to get bigger and jacked, which, hey man, even I, Amr Mitwali, am doing that in 2022. God damn wind, what the hell is this? Now the wind even gets worse. Okay, so the wind is coming that way, so therefore I need to hide. Oh lord. Anyways, let's talk about Kamrud Duha. So, Kamrud Duha, young, good-looking curry sale who gym max, he's obviously on steroids because, let's be honest, the Indian genome is not known to create fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. So when you see a jacked Indian, he's on Deca, he's on steroids. It's just, it is what it is, man. Even I, Amr Mitwali, am on steroids, so I'm not gonna hate. Alright, so I have wind in one location and noisy traffic in another location. Beautiful. Anyways, I think I can overcome the wind by talking loud. Or hiding the... Can I hide? Oh, Lord. $5 has to be something, eh? Let's go see if I can hide behind this alleyway. I guarantee you, if I hide behind an alleyway, somebody's gonna be like, yo, man, you talking too damn loud, man. But it is what it is. So, going back to Kamrud Doha, young, good-looking Corey Sill, who gym maxed on steroids, and again, nothing is wrong with that. I'm on steroids. And, okay. Let's see if I can hide in this corner. Hopefully nobody's in here at the moment. Gotta hide from the wind. So I'm just gonna quiet down a little bit of wind. That's not bad. I'm just gonna quiet down a little bit. Hopefully nobody tells me to get lost. So, Kamrud Doha, young, good looking, Corey Sill. He probably looks like he's in his early 20s, maybe late teens. I think he might be a boxer. I think the picture is him with his coach. So he probably does have a coach for whatever he's doing, whether it's boxing, martial arts, or strength training. So he definitely has a good thing going for him. There is no doubt about that. Now, the problem with young Muslims, and I've been there, man. I've been there, you know. I'm 41 years old. I remember when I was Kamrud's age, you know, 20, 21 years old, man, going to the gym, working out so you can get that fine-ass Muslim woman. But the problem with Kamrud is that he doesn't know female nature, okay? That's his problem. Now, I don't know where Kamrud is, okay? Maybe he is in a village somewhere in Kandara. Maybe the woman over there, they don't have any options. Maybe he is the best option in his small village wherever he is. But you need to understand several things out there, okay? You young Muslim guys out there, this message is for all the young Muslim guys out there, and even non-Muslim guys as well. You guys need to understand, man, if you are a young, desirable Muslim, woman will sell you what you want to buy. Let me say that one more time. Guys, before I came here, I was eating like all sorts of sweets on the way here. Mexico has some really, really tasty, cheap sweets. Pastries, and I love them. I'm able to eat very nice, tasty, sugary pastries for well under $1. I know it's not healthy, but you know what? I'm eating chicken and vegetables. I just need that sugar in my body, man. Anyways, that's not the point of this video. So, if you are a young, desirable man like Kamrud Doha, especially if you are in a mountainous village like Kandara, where women have no other options and you're pretty much the best of the worst, women are gonna sell you what you want to buy, okay? If you want a woman who's traditional and Muslim and is religious, she's gonna be Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, because that's what you want to buy. Now, I was married to exactly a woman like that in Egypt. She sold me the whole Muslim good girl thing, but the reality of the matter is, she, like most hijabis, makes Western women look like saints. This is what you young, desirable guys out there need to understand. Because look, man, I drove cab in LA. I traveled all over the world. I've seen the same thing. I've heard the same stories over and over and over. I married young, and then after a couple of years, she cheated on me, and she divorced me, and now she's riding the cock carousel like it's nobody's business, you know? So somebody like Kamrud Doha, who's obviously in his early 20s, maybe late teens, never had a relationship with a woman, yeah, to him what I'm saying is blasphemy because he doesn't know any better. And this is what I want you guys out there to understand. Let me move a little bit. Let me move away from here. And, you know, there's a guy behind me. Don't wanna... And I think the wind stopped a little bit, so I can go sit down somewhere else. I think the wind got a little bit got a little bit nicer with us. You know, the wind is working with us today. Oh shit, there goes the wind again. This is just horrible. Okay, I think the wind is not that bad. And like I said, I'll just talk super loud. I guess that's really my only option. I wonder if I can hide here. But if I hide here, the wind is coming right in my face. Let's see if I can hide here. Nah, not that bad. Not that bad. Alright, so Muslim guys like Kamud Duha, they don't have experience with women. They don't know what women really are like, okay? Now, as you guys know, I drove cab in LA well over 10 years ago. Guys, one of the reasons why I was the first Muslim red pill guy in the whole wide world, it was because of driving cab in LA. You know, hijabis were the worst, okay? You guys need to remember, LA has a big Muslim community. Indian, Egyptian, Turkish, Iranian, and all the guy, you know, all the Chads were telling me, man, you have no idea how many Muslim women who were married I slept with, okay? And opposite of that, I get the Muslim men who are married to this very same woman telling me, man, my life is a living hell. She doesn't give me sex. She doesn't, she's always being cold and distant from me. So these very same Muslim women who will treat a good Muslim man like shit, she's gonna go out, make French toast for Chad, like the late Kevin Samuels would say, and she'll do triple monkey backflips for Chad, like Coach Greg Adams would say. Now, obviously, somebody like Kamrud Duha doesn't know that, so of course he's gonna come onto my channel and say, oh, you're a kafir, you don't have any proof. He actually sent me a long text message, he left a long comment telling me, oh, how do you know this, do you have any scientific proof and stuff like that. It's like, look bro, divorce rates in the Muslim world are skyrocketing. Women do not wanna get married. Go on YouTube, go on TikTok, look at how many hijabis are on TikTok, man. You think, so you guys got to understand, man, these women on TikTok, they represent the silent majority of hijabis out there who watch this shit and they do it in real life. Muslims like Kamrud Duha need to understand, no woman is ever gonna come to you and tell you, I'm a dirty, dirty sharmuta, bro. They know you're a good Muslim man, you want a good Muslim woman, okay? When it comes to Chad, when it comes to Tyrone, when it comes to the murderers, yeah, these women will be like, yeah, I'm the dirtiest, dirtiest sharmuta you'll ever know. Guys, you have no idea how many, you guys may not believe this, but you know, the Chads and the Tyrones in LA, they know what a sharmuta is. You know, at first they're like, oh yeah, she's a sharmuta. And I'm like, how the hell did you know the word sharmuta, mother effer? He told me, you know, the Chads and the Tyrones, you know, they told me. When I sleep with this Muslim woman, they tell me to tell them in bed that you're my sharmuta and that you're a dirty, 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 dirty sharmuta. So when I say dirty, dirty sharmuta, a lot of Muslim men get offended. Guys, these very same hijabis who get married to good Muslim men like Duha, but yet make their life a living hell, they are in a sexless marriage, these very same hijabis would go to Chad, Tyrone, murderers, and tell them to beat the shit out of them, come on their face, slap them, and call them dirty, dirty sharmutas, okay? It's a Muslim woman who wanna be called dirty, 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 dirty sharmutas. They just don't want you, Kamrud Duha, and all the other Muslim blue-pilled guys like you are inexperienced to know that they are truly dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta. Again, I cannot, look, man, I drove cab, okay? Look at the comments section. Look at the, there are red pill Muslim channels out there. They can't go as far as I do because they'll get yeeted from YouTube. Now, as you guys may or may not know, I own my own video streaming platform called MGTOW TV. Guys, I've been on computers since 1987, since I was 5-6 years old, okay? I'm actually a computer programmer just by who I am, okay? I'm a computer programmer. I've been programming since the late 80s, on the internet since the early 90s. So, yeah, for me to make a website like MGTOW TV, not that difficult, okay? So, I have my own platform. Even if Susan takes this channel down again, who cares? I got my own platform. Go fuck yourself, Susan. So, this is why I can go where other Muslims cannot go, you know? Other Muslims, they cannot come out and say that Muslim women are dirty, dirty sharmutas. And again, the Muslim woman wants to be referred to by Chad, Tyrone, murderers as a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta when she's getting fucked and cream pied in bed by not her husband. Now, are there good Muslim women out there? Sure. Listen, man, if a woman is a good Muslim woman or a good woman, she doesn't even have to be Muslim. She's not a hijabi. It's that simple. See, this is a problem I have with Muslim men. When you call Muslim women hijabis, in their brain, he's calling every Muslim woman a hijabi. It's like, no, bro. How blue-pilled, I don't want to say low IQ, just how naive and gullible are you to believe that when somebody like me says Muslim women are hijabis, that you think we're talking about all Muslim women? That's asinine. That's retarded on your part if you think that's true. However, what you need to understand is the vast majority of Muslim women, modern Muslim women, are hijabis. Now, you need to understand something, man. I'm not talking about your mother, I'm not talking about my mother, I'm talking about these women who are under the age of 30, okay? The women who are, you know, 35 and under, look, these women in their 20s, they're gone, man. These 20-year-old women, they're pretty much almost all of them are guaranteed to be dirty, dirty sharmutas, okay? So, I'm not talking about your mother, I'm not talking about your sister, you know, I'm talking about the vast majority of young modern women out there. And again, are all Muslim women dirty, dirty, dirty sharmutas, aka hijabis? No, they are not. Now, Aaron Clary, who is an economist, a mathematician, and a statist, and he works with statistics, obviously he's a lot smarter than I did. He did the scientific research and he came to the conclusion that maybe 2.4 or 2.5 out of every 100 women out there are actually decent women. And guess what? Islam actually agrees with him. In fact, Islam tells us that only 2% of women are decent, you know? The Prophet Muhammad said in the end days, 50 women are gonna be led by one man. So that means 2% of the men are gonna have pretty much almost all of the women. Why? Because those 50 women out there, they're gonna be dirty, 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 dirty sharmutas. And when the collapse happens and they don't have OnlyFans anymore, the simps have all died out because they took the Scamarona vaccine and that killed them. All they're gonna have left is guys like me who are gonna treat them like fucking shit, which is exactly what they are, and that's exactly how they wanna be treated. See, this is what Kamrud Doha doesn't understand. You know, that Muslim girl who's like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Kulhu Allahu Ahad. Dude, she wants to be beat. She wants her hair pulled. She wants her ass cheeks smacked. She wants you to come in her face. She wants you to call her a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta in bed while you slap her silly. But when she comes to you, Kamrud Doha, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I love Allah, praise Jesus, see, this is where Muslim men need to understand. Look, man, Kamrud Doha He reminds me a lot of, like, me 20 years ago, okay? You know, imagine if I got married 20 years ago. Imagine how much of a disaster that would have been. Because the thing that young Muslims out there, young guys out there, I don't care if you're Muslim or not, the thing you young Muslim guys out there need to understand is that the only two types of women out there who want to get married are either the homely-looking woman, meaning women who are not that attractive at all, meaning that Chad and Tyrone are not hitting them up, so they know that they stand no chance of riding the cock carousel, and those are the women who want to get married, because they know every day after the age of 23, their already low SMV goes down even further. The second type of woman who wants to get married is a gold digger, and that's because she wants to set you up for a massive divorce rape, you know, 7-8 years later. I mean, almost all the Muslim guys I know in America, man, they've been divorce raped. You know, they've been divorced, they've been either divorced or divorce raped big times. And the guys are good guys. I mean, these are decent guys. They work. And the thing you guys need to understand about a lot of these Muslim hijabis out there, again, they want to ride the cock carousel. Look, man, any woman out there who's like a 5 and above, she wants to ride the cock carousel. Now, the vast majority of us men out there, we want to marry a woman who's between a 5 and a 7. Well, guess what? These women who are between 5 and a 7, they want to ride the cock carousel. They love attention. They love having thousands of guys send them emojis on Snapchat, Tinder, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp. Okay, the women who are 4 and less, because Chad and Tyrone ain't gonna holler at them, yeah, those are the ones who want to get married, you know. The dime pieces, the women who are like 8s and above, they're getting flown out to Dubai, hoping that some rich guy will be stupid enough to marry them so they can get divorce raped later on. But the woman, the average looking woman that 85% of men out there want, the women who are between a 5 and a 7, they don't want to get married. And you guys need to understand out there, why should a modern woman get married, okay? You know, I'm going out, I'm in San Cristobal in Mexico, okay? This is a poor city. When I say it's a poor city, I don't mean it's like living in a shanty town, quite the opposite. But the people here, their standard of living is low, okay? Yeah, it has a lot of good areas around here. I'm sitting in a nice Airbnb, but overall, the amount of money the people here are making is quite low. I think people here are making the equivalent of maybe $500 a month. My Airbnb alone is fucking $500 a month, man. So just for me to sleep, I'm spending what these people make in their entire month. Yet you have women out here, they go to different clubs, they go to different bars, they dance with different men, they go home with a different man every night. There's no incentive for the modern woman to get married. This is why marriage rates in the Arab world is going down, because women don't want to get married. And yet you get somebody like Kamrud Duha who tells me, do you have any scientific facts? Dude, look at the divorce rates in the Muslim world, bro. Look at the marriage rates plummeting, man. In fact, divorce in Egypt got so bad that the Egyptian president said, okay, you can't get divorced anymore. If you want to get divorced, you have to see a counselor. You have to spend X amount of time together in therapy before you can have a divorce. This is how bad divorce is in a Muslim country. So all the scientific facts, we have numbers. The numbers don't lie, bro. Again, Kamrud, you might live in a village in Kandara where women have no other option. You might be the best of the worst because you're a jacked up curry sale. And also at the same time, bro, again, no homo, but for a curry sale, you're a good looking dude. So yeah, man, these women are gonna sell you what you want to buy. No woman is ever gonna come out to you and say, hey, I'm a dirty, dirty sharmut, I want you to come in my face. They're not gonna tell you that. They're going to tell you, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. My job here is to tell young Muslim men like yourself, the vast majority of Muslim women out there are dirty, 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 dirty sharmutas. And that's what they want to be. That's what they want to be treated like, because that's what they really are. Now, again, are all Muslim women dirty, dirty sharmutas? No, they're not. Are all women sluts and hoes? No, they're not. But like Aaron Clary said, out of 100 women, you know, maybe 2.5 are actually decent. And again, Islam tells us that in the end times, one man is going to lead 50 women. That means only 2% of women out there are actually going to have a husband because they're decent women who are fit for relationships. The vast majority of women on this planet, they're not fit for relationships. The best they can ever hope for is to be in some alpha male's harem system. This is what I want you young Muslims out there to understand, because hijabis are on the hunt for guys like Kamrud Duha. Look, when I was back in Egypt, you know, I was the best of the worst. You know, I'm 190 centimeters, 6'3". American, you know, I come from a well-to-do family, so when the ex of a hijabi saw me, she was like, he's the best of the worst. And unfortunately for her, because I was red-pilled, we were divorced in less than a month, because she just wanted to use me for fancy trips to Dubai, first-class travel, you know, buying Louis Vuitton purses. In fact, just the other day, when I was logging into YouTube to read the comments from Kamrud Duha, and I know Kamrud Duha is gonna watch this video because I'm gonna put his name in the title and I'm gonna link this video to his comments. So I know Kamrud Duha is gonna watch this video. The Muslim skeptic, he posted a Instagram shot or a text message from a Muslim woman telling her future husband, wife, your job is to take me on a fancy vacation, buy me whatever I want. It had like 15 things the guy has to do for her, while in return, she doesn't have to do anything for him. And yet, the Muslims in the comment section were like, oh my God, this is the worst woman on the face of the planet. See, this is what happens, Kamrud, when guys like you simp for hijabis. Let me say that again. The reason why hijabis can be so demanding, so evil, it's because guys like Kamrud would come into my comment section, call me a kafir and the Antichrist, but they don't know any better. See, this is why Muslim women can be the way they are today. So for all of you Muslim guys out there, you know, we're gonna come into my comment section and you're gonna call me these, you know, kafir and all this stuff, I'm gonna make a video response to you. Okay, now you have to have an avatar, and that avatar has to be of you. You know, don't come into my comment section calling me a kafir with no avatar or an avatar of a freaking cat, because I'm not even gonna bother replying to you, okay? So you have to have an avatar, and that avatar has to have a human face or a human in it, who's probably is you in the case of Kamrud Duha. But moving forward, gentlemen, is that you Muslim guys out there who still believe that Muslim women are pure, chaste, and beautiful, especially when you come to me and say, oh, you don't have any scientific facts. Let me ask you this question, bro. Do you think scientists are gonna follow women into their bedroom and find out what they do with Chad and Tyrone? Are they gonna come into your house and sit with you and find out how horrible Muslim woman treat you, yet the same Muslim woman who's treating you like shit, an hour later she's cooking French toast for Chad, sucking his dick and doing triple monkey backs black flips for him? Okay, you think scientists are able to find out this information? And again, we have all the data in front of us. Divorce rate in the air in the Muslim world is skyrocketing. Marriage rates are going down. And all the Muslims in the comment section are saying the same thing. Go to somebody else's channel, man. Go to Gabriel Romani's channel. Go to the Muslim Skeptic channel. Go to the Three Muslims channel. Go to the Abu American channel. They're all saying the same thing. These are Hijabis, okay? And the thing that's really, really sad about Kamrud Doha, and I'm gonna forgive Kamrud Doha because, you know, he's young, he's on steroids, is that he shames, he dismisses every Muslim out there who says these bitches ain't loyal, and he calls them incels. Bro, is that like your go-to word for not wanting to admit to the fact that Muslim women, again, not all of them, but the vast majority, like 98% of Muslim women, are dirty, dirty sharmutas. So anybody who tells you a woman is a sharmuta, they tell you about their experience, they tell you about what they heard from their friends, you just dismiss them as low-value incels, man. What does that say about you? And again, Kamrud Doha, look, man, I get it, you know? You're young, you're good-looking, you're jacked up on testosterone, maybe you're on Dicca or some anabolic steroids. And look, man, when I was your age, it was the same thing. So look, bro, I feel you, okay? I feel how you feel now as a young guy in his 20s. You feel that all the other men are beneath you, and because you're on steroids and you're, you know, better looking than the typical curry cell, you feel that you're gonna succeed where all the other men have failed. Look, man, when I married the Hijabi, I thought the same thing too. I thought I was gonna succeed where all the other men have failed. But you know what? You can't fix a Hijabi. For you guys out there, if there's one thing you're gonna take away from this video, you can't fix a damaged woman. What did the Prophet Muhammad say? A woman is like the most crooked point of the most crooked rib bone. If you try to straighten her out, she will break. In other words, the Prophet Muhammad was telling us, when it comes to us Muslim men, it's the other way around. We as men, I don't care if you're Muslim or not, we as men should find the best of the worst when it comes to women. Unfortunately, women today, they're coming to us men, they're finding the best of the worst, like myself and Kamrud Doha, and then they're running game on us, they're selling us something that we want to buy, which is a total opposite of what they are. The difference between me and Kamrud Doha is 20 years, okay? That's the difference between me and him. This is why I'm not so upset with Kamrud, because look, man, again, he's 20 years old. When I was 20 years old, I was in the same boat as him. So look, I want to get young Muslim males like Kamrud Doha on the fast track. Listen, man, even if you're a young, good-looking Muslim dude, the Hijabi cannot be a Hijabi with you. She can be a Hijabi with Tyrone, she can be a Hijabi with Chad, and you know, there's a lot of Muslim women out there who are getting with black, dusty guys, you know. I told you guys this story before on MGTOW TV, you guys probably haven't heard it if you're on the Muslim Copar channel. By the way, guys, all my videos on the Muslim Copar channel are also on my MGTOW TV channel. So if you guys want to see my videos going back almost 4 years, probably three and a half year old videos, go to my MGTOW.TV channel, because all my videos are there going back 3.5 years. So on MGTOW TV, I don't have the Muslim Copar channel, because I do everything under Alpha Male Lifestyle on MGTOW TV. I get traffic, wind, and that damn bus doing beep, beep, beep at the same time. You know, it's like when it rains, it pours, right? I think everything is good now. So, yeah, the reason why I did the Muslim Copar channel, guys, is because of the Alpha Male Lifestyle channel. Even though it has no strikes, it's monetized. Susan is like, no, I'm not gonna let you reach other Muslim men out there and red pill them. No, 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 no. So the Muslim Copper channel is totally different than the Alpha Male Lifestyle channel on YouTube, yet the Alpha Male Lifestyle channel on MGTOW TV will have my Muslim Copper videos. And again, guys, female nature is universal, okay? A Muslim woman is no better than Jenny from the block, okay? Let's get that out in the open, okay? A hijabi is not better than one of these Mexican women over here who dances with random dudes and goes home with random dudes, okay? Female nature is universal. It's just that, you see, this is what Muslim guys like Kamrud Doha need to understand, okay? The dirty, dirty Sharmuta lifestyle that your hijabi of a wife or a girlfriend wants to live, she can't live that life with you. For example, my hijabi of an ex, she wanted to get drunk. She was like, hey, let's go to a bar and get wasted. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I never had a white woman say, hey man, let's get wasted. Let's go smoke cocaine and get wasted. I never had an American woman tell me to do that. I never had a white Western woman ever tell me, let's get wasted with drugs and cocaine. But the ex of a hijabi, she wanted to do that, okay? See, this is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand. These hijabis, they want to live a life of kufr. They want to live a life of hedonism. They want to live a life of fulfilling their carnal and fleeting desires. They can't do that with you, Mr. Nice Muslim Dude. They can do that with Chad. They can do that with Tyrone. And oh, I was going to tell you guys, when I was in California last time, like a year and a half ago, I was at the Cheesecake Factory, and one of my second cousins, she was at the Cheesecake Factory, and she was there with a black Dusty. And when she saw me, at the Cheesecake Factory, she was like, hey, Amr. She got up, left her black boyfriend, and took me outside the Cheesecake Factory. And she was like, oh, that's just a co-worker of mine. We're just talking about work. You know, I didn't even ask who the hell that guy is, because quite frankly, I don't care. None of my business. I know what female nature is. I know what's going on. But she immediately gets off the table and takes me outside Cheesecake Factory, and she's like, oh yeah, he's just my co-worker, he's my friend from work, I'm just talking to him about business. It's like, no bitch, you're riding his cock, you're shooting up cocaine, and you are getting wasted like nobody else's business. And again, somebody like Kamrud Doha is gonna be like, bro, do you have a proof of that, bro? Look, man, the Prophet Yaqub, did the Prophet Yaqub, aka Prophet Jacob, did he have any proof that his 10 wicked sons were responsible for the disappearance of his beloved Joseph? Did Jacob have any proof that they were responsible for the disappearance of his beloved Jacob? No, he had no proof. But why was he always doubting them? He was accusing them of making his beloved Joseph go missing, because he knew their character. At the end of the day, guys, character counts. The Prophet Muhammad was asked, who is gonna be the best of Muslims from the pagans? The Prophet Muhammad replied, the best of pagans will become the best of Muslims. In other words, just because you say Allahu Akbar, I have a hijab, look at me, I got a hijab, doesn't make you a good person, okay? Islam doesn't mean jack squat. Judaism doesn't mean jack squat. Christianity doesn't mean jack squat if you are a piece of shit person. Get that through your mind, all of you young Muslim guys out there who believe just because a woman wears a hijab and goes Allahu Akbar that she's automatically a good person. Look at the character, man. Is she going out with different dudes? Is she on WhatsApp? Does she have a Snapchat? How many guys are on her Tinder profile, right? See, this is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand. Look at her character. Look at her actions, okay? Just because a woman wears a hijab and says Allahu Akbar doesn't necessarily make her a good person. If anything, man, wearing the hijab and praying makes her a bad person because it allows her to hide her true character, okay? Let me tell you something, man. In Egypt, the easiest woman to fuck in Egypt are the niqabis. For those of you who don't know, the niqabis are the women who pretty much wear black, everything. You can't even see their face. Those are the easiest women to fuck in the Muslim world. Why? Because they can hide behind Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. You know, they can wear... See, Allah, you guys need to understand, man. This is how blue-pilled young Muslim guys like Kamrood are in 2022, man. That hijabi who's wearing a burqa, this is her way of going into a venue, looking at guys who make her pussy wet, and then she's able to get with those guys, secretly of course, and then come back to the venue again, dressed up as a niqabi, and guys don't know who she is, you know? See, wearing a niqab to the vast majority of women has nothing to do with Islam. It has nothing to do with being a good, virtuous woman. Wearing a niqab, a burqa, to a lot of Muslim women is simply their way of having zero accountability. Imagine you people can't see your face, they can't see your hand, they can't see anything about you. You walk into a venue, you see a guy who makes your pussy wet, you give him your WhatsApp number, and an hour later, he's coming in your face, slapping you, calling you a dirty, dirty sharmuta. I mean, this is what Muslim women do, guys. Again, are all Muslim women out there dirty, dirty sharmutas? No. Probably 98% of them are dirty, dirty sharmutas. See, you young guys out there, man. Look, man, there are good women out there, okay? However, there are about 2%. Only 2% of women out there are actually good. And again, in Kamrood Doha's world, I don't know. Maybe he lives in a village in Kandara where women have no other option, okay? Maybe he's the best of the worst, okay? Whatever the case is, man, just look at all the statistics. Look at all the guys out there who are saying the same thing. And you come rude out there. You just can't dismiss men who tell you about their negative experiences with hijabis. You cannot dismiss them as low value incels, man. That's denying reality. And again, man, guys like you and me, we wanna believe that we are the exception to the rule. We wanna believe we can make it work. In fact, you know, one of the reasons why I married the hijabi was because, oh, Egyptian men can't handle me. You know, Egyptian men, they're not open-minded. This is why I want to be with a guy like you, because you're American, you're open-minded. Well, what I failed to realize when she said open-minded is that kind of like an open relationship. I want to do whatever the fuck I want to do, and you're going to be okay with it. Obviously, definitely wasn't okay with, you know, getting drunk, wasted, doing cocaine, right? Or flying first class to Dubai. So this is what I want you young Muslim guys out there to understand, man. Muslim women hate you. Let me say that one more time. Muslim women hate Muslim men. She'll get with you just so she can have the security. But she's gonna go out, she's gonna get Nagasaki Hiroshima'd by Chad and Tyrone. And you're never gonna know, bro. You're never, ever gonna know, okay? Your hijabi of a wife, she can lie to you, tell you, oh, I'm on my period, oh, I got cramps, oh, I got a headache, But the reality of the matter is, a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you are in sexless marriages where the woman tells you, you have to do this, you have to do that for me to give you sex. Do you think Chad and Tyrone is doing anything? No. Chad and Tyrone, in fact, you Muslim guys out there, you shouldn't even be surprised when you discover your hijabi of a wife or a fiance is actually giving Chad and Tyrone your money. She's buying crack and drugs from them. She's buying them lobster and filet mignon with your hard-earned money, you good, decent Muslim male. This is why I tell you guys out there, don't marry Muslim woman, okay? Can you believe that? You know, God in the Quran says, we shouldn't marry non-Muslim women. Even if we like the non-Muslim woman, we shouldn't marry them. We should marry Muslim women because Muslim women are best for us. Then, you know, I come along and I'm telling you guys, don't marry Muslim women. What does that tell you about hijabis, guys? And one last thing, you know, the Prophet Muhammad tells us, اللي قشنا ليس مننا. Those who cheat us are not of us. Let me say that one more time. Those who cheat us are not of us. A lot of these hijabis out there, they're cheating you Muslim men. They're not of us. They're not Muslim anymore. When a dirty, dirty sharmuta sells herself to you as a good Muslim man, that she is a good Muslim woman, she's not Muslim anymore. This is why, look man, there are some good Mexican women here. Good, decent Mexican woman. Listen man, I, Amar Metwali, I'll marry a good, decent Mexican woman right now, right here, over any Muslim woman on the face of the motherfucking planet. Real talk. And this is what I want you young Muslim men to understand. Muslim women hate you. Again, not all of them, but just enough to the point where, look, Muslim women are always going to have a kind of hate for Muslim men because they know you're not gonna come in their face. You know, they know you're not gonna slap them. They know you're not gonna, you know, pretty much rape them. And they know that. So they're like, damn, this is going to be boring. I'm going to be in a boring relationship, you know. This is why a lot of Muslim women, they get divorced. Because they're like, damn, this is boring, you know. So Muslim women will always have some sort of hate and animosity toward a Muslim man. This is why you're better off marrying a non-Muslim woman. As long as she's a good... Again, what did the Prophet Muhammad say? The best of pagans will make the best of Muslims. So if you find yourself a Latina, Asian girl, or even a white girl who is a good, decent, respectable woman. And look, let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. You know, one of the reasons why I'm here in Mexico, especially in a small city like this, and I'm actually picking up on the language, believe it or not, I want to get to know these high class, I don't want to say high class, like snotty high class, but high character woman. There's a lot of good, decent women. I don't want to say a lot, like they're 50% of the population. By no means are good, decent women 50% of the population. But there are good, decent women here. And look, man, I'm not against marriage. I'm not against having relationships with women. I just don't want to have a relationship with a sharmuta. I don't want to have a relationship with a woman who lives in a society where she's enabled, empowered, and encouraged to be a dirty, dirty sharmuta. I need a woman that has some virtue, some class to her. A lot of these hijabis out there, they ain't got virtue, they ain't got class. They're pretty much feral animals. And again, somebody like Karmud Doha, he doesn't know that because A, he hasn't traveled, and B, he's still young, and C, again, Karmud, bro, this is very important for you to understand, okay? When you are on testosterone enhancement drugs, hey, I'm on TRT myself, I'm on testosterone replacement therapy, okay? So I know how this stuff like Deca and anabolic steroids work. It elevates your testosterone, and because it elevates your testosterone, you become super horny, and when you become super horny, you become simpish. That's just how it is, and I know that firsthand. So, bro, you know, I went on TRT when I hit the age of 40, okay? By that time, listen, I'm 41 years old. I've been on TRT for 2 years now, okay? I've been on TRT for 2 years, okay? Listen, I've been red-pilled for over 10 years. You know, my horny phase is long over. So even though my TR testosterone is high, it's optimal. It's not like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger high, but it's optimal levels for me. Yeah, I'm horny now more than I was before TRT, but because I'm thinking with the big head rather than the small head, You see, because I'm able to think with my big head rather than the small head, I'm able to actually think level-headed. But somebody like Amrud Doha, who because of his hormones are raging, he doesn't have the experience, he's gonna think with his small head and not the big head. And listen, man, thinking with your small head in place of your big head, that's gonna get you into a lot of trouble. So my personal opinion to guys like Amrud Doha and shit like that, and, you know, guys who are his age and stuff like that, listen, man, don't get married. Don't simp, okay? Focus on yourself. Focus on what you're, you know? I don't know. Maybe Amrud Doha wants to be a professional boxer. I don't know. I'm just going off his his picture. That's what I'm doing, okay? Just focus on yourself, bro. Get to know woman. Get to talk to woman. Even if a woman friend zones you, that's actually good. When you are friend zoned by a woman, she's gonna talk about her exes. She's gonna talk about all the men she slept with because she doesn't respect you. She doesn't value you. She's using you as an emotional tampon, like Sandman would say. So my advice to you young Muslim men out there like Amrud Doha, get friend zoned purposely, because that's gonna red pill you more than anything when the girl that you're with says, oh yeah, he beats the shit out of me, but I love him. And then when it comes to the good guy, she's gonna say, he doesn't buy me Louis Vuitton $5,000 bag. He's a piece of shit. So you young Muslim men out there, don't get married. Don't fucking simp for woman ever, especially on the internet, because that shit lasts forever. Especially if you come to my channel, I'm gonna end up making a video about you. And number three, get friend zoned by woman, because what they will tell you is gonna red pill you more than pretty much any video you'll see by me or pretty much anybody else in the manosphere. Anyway, guys, so that's my video for you guys today. Bottom line, young Muslim men, don't get married, don't simp, focus on what you have going for you, and lastly, get friend zoned so you can see how women think and react about other men. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.